Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. And we have begun sharing with you on a very important subject of overcoming iniquity in your life. We need to overcome iniquity. We've got to understand what it is, how it gets a hold of you, what its destructive effect is, how Jesus set us free, and how we can cleanse ourselves through the power of God from iniquity. Iniquity in the Hebrew refers to a perverseness, a moral evil, or a wrongfulness, to be crooked or to be wrong. In the Greek, it refers to a wrongfulness in character or life or action. The originator of iniquity was Satan. Of course, Satan's name was Lucifer. He was the high archangel leading the worship in heaven. The Bible says in Ezekiel 28, verse 15, "Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou wast created, till iniquity was found in thee." What was found in him? Iniquity was found in him. Because of iniquity, that's why a person will sin. In verse 18, he says, "Thou hast defiled the sanctuaries by the multitude of thine iniquities." He didn't just have a little iniquity, he had a multitude of iniquity because he wanted to do what he wanted instead of submitting to God's ways. Anytime within our heart, within ourselves, we choose to turn away from submitting to the will of God and we want to walk in our own ways, anytime we're serving self, then that is coming from iniquity within us. In 2 Thessalonians 2:7, the Bible says, "For the mystery of iniquity doth already work." Iniquity is a mystery. It is something that is of the heart. It has a spiritual effect. It is not something that is easily observed. It is from within. And we saw this in Matthew 23:28, where it says that you also outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within you are full of hypocrisy and iniquity. What was the problem? The hypocrisy and the iniquity. And where was it? It is within. And this shows a hiddenness about iniquity, the hidden sins producing this iniquity. It's in your heart. Psalms 90, verse 8. He says, "Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance." Our secret sins from within in our heart show forth the iniquity that is within us. Well, God wants to purge that out of our life. Now, every one of us are affected by inherited generational curses. Why is this? Because of the iniquity of your forefathers. Exodus 20, verse 5 says, "Visiting the iniquity of the fathers unto the children to the third and fourth generation." These are inherited generational iniquity curses coming down the line, and these are affecting every single person on the face of the earth. Psalms 51:5, "I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me." This was there from the very beginning. Now, how does iniquity get a hold of you? We were talking about this in the last broadcast. Leviticus 26:43, it says, "They'll accept the punishment of their iniquity because they despised my judgments, and they their soul abhorred my statutes." What's going to be the answer? Put the Word first place and do what the Word says. If you despise His judgments and statutes and don't walk in the way of His Word, it will produce iniquity within you. Numbers 15:31, "Because you despise the Word of the Lord and broke His commandment," it says, "that soul shall be cut off, and his iniquity shall be upon him." That sin of despising the Word and breaking the commandment, not doing the Word, produced iniquity upon him. 1 Samuel 15:23, it talked about rebellion as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Stubbornness is iniquity and idolatry. What's the answer? Yield yourself unto the Lord. God wants you to yield yourself. If you won't yield yourself, then you're serving self as idolatry, and that is producing iniquity on the inside of you. He was rejecting the Word of God. He wanted to do things his own way. You do things your own way, you're going to be producing iniquity in your life. That's why you must yield unto the Lord. Job 15:5, "The mouth was uttering thine iniquity." Your mouth is going to speak forth what's coming from your heart. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. In Job 15:16, he says, "How much more abominable and filthy is man which drinketh iniquity like water." He was taking iniquity in continually. It's amazing how many people drink iniquity like water because of the wrong attitudes within. He talks about the workers of iniquity in Psalms 14. It says they have no knowledge. They don't call upon the Lord. That's a person who doesn't seek God. They don't call upon the Lord. They are workers of iniquity. In Psalms 36, verse 3, the words of his mouth are iniquity and deceit. He's left off to be wise and to do good. You got to watch the words that you speak. You want to speak words that are in line with what God has, and they have to come from a heart that is right with him. Isaiah chapter 1, "Ah, sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity." They just didn't have a little bit of sin. These people were laden with iniquity. "A seed of evildoers, the children were corrupters. They forsook the Lord. They provoked the Holy One of Israel, and they were gone away backward." This shows you that how iniquity gets a hold of a person if they backslide. What happens? They sin. They're evildoers. They corrupt themselves. They're forsaking the way of the Lord. They provoke God, and they go backward. A person that is backslidden is laden with iniquity. In Isaiah chapter 30, verse 12 and 13, he says, "Because you despise this word and trust in oppression and perverseness," it says, "this iniquity shall be to you as a breach ready to fall, swelling out in a high wall, whose breaking cometh suddenly at an instant." Now, we shared this in the last broadcast, but this is important for you to get a hold of. As you sin, it's producing iniquity in you. As you continue to sin, it is building up iniquity. And this iniquity will build up as a breach, ready to fall, swelling out in a high wall, whose breaking cometh suddenly at an instant. That's why, all of a sudden, at an instant, a calamity can come upon a person, and you wonder, why did this happen on me? It's the result of the iniquity build up from all the continual wrong attitudes within, and it can come upon you suddenly at an instant in time. Isaiah 32, verse 6, the Bible says, "His heart will work iniquity to practice hypocrisy and to utter error." Here we see that the heart is where the iniquity is. The heart works iniquity. And what does it do? It practices hypocrisy. What has been one of the biggest problems in the body of Christ in the church? It is hypocrisy. The world looks upon the church and sees much hypocrisy. Why? Because of the iniquity that is in the heart of the people of the body of Christ. If your heart has working iniquity, you will practice hypocrisy, and you will utter error. You won't continue to walk in the ways of the Lord. Isaiah 57:17, "The iniquity of his covetousness was I wroth." He was walking in his own way, in the way of his heart, it says. And it shows you that covetousness, what I want, wanting things and having a covetous attitude, shows iniquity in the heart. Isaiah 59, verse 4, it says, "They trust in vanity, they speak lies, they conceive mischief, and they bring forth iniquity." You see, any time you get yourself into areas of sin and you start walking contrary to the word or walking in the flesh, you are going to bring forth iniquity. In Jeremiah chapter 11, verse 9 through 11, it talks about a conspiracy that was found among them. It said they turned back to the iniquities of their forefathers, which refused to hear my words. They went after other gods to serve them. If you refuse to hear God's word, if you go after other gods, you start serving other things, serving yourself, serving other things other than the Lord, then you're turning back to the iniquities of your forefathers. It said it'll bring evil upon them, and they'll not be able to escape. This is important. You need to understand that when you sin, that this is affecting you because of iniquity build up in your heart. You know, in Lamentations 5, verse 7, it says, "Our fathers have sinned and are not, and we have borne their iniquities." It shows you what happens when you sin. It is producing iniquity within you. And this is a case showing you that our fathers have sinned and are not, meaning that they've passed on. But here, they have borne their iniquities. This is another text to show you that iniquity curses are coming from the inheritance line the sins are producing iniquity, and then those are visited upon the children to the third and fourth generation, and then we bear their iniquities. This is why you see cancer in one generation, cancer in the next, or any kind of a problem, mentally, physically, financially, socially, any area, because it's coming down the inheritance line, and this is the number one negative influence in a person's life. They're bearing the iniquities because of the sins of their forefathers. In Ezekiel chapter 14, verse 3, the Bible says they've set up their idols in their heart, and they put a stumbling block of their iniquity before their face. And here it says that they're going to try to inquire of the Lord. They aren't going to get anywhere with God. If you're walking and you have idols in your heart, and you've put up a stumbling block of iniquity before God, otherwise if your heart's not right, you got this iniquity in you, you're not going to get anywhere with the Lord. It said they were estranged from me through their idols, and it was all because of what was in their heart. God, of course, calls them to turn from their idols and turn away from all this abomination because they separated themselves. He goes down in verse 7 and says, you separate yourself because of the idols in your heart and because of the iniquity that's come against us. We've got to deal with areas of sin because it's producing iniquity in our life. You know, in Ezekiel 16:49, the Bible says, this was the iniquity of thy sister Sodom. Pride, fullness of bread, and abundance of idleness was in her and in her daughters. Neither did she strengthen the hand of the poor and the needy. That sure sounds like the lukewarm type of a church attitude in Laodicea. Pride, fullness of bread, otherwise I got everything I need, abundance of idleness, and that's exactly what you see in America today. It is laden with iniquity, and it doesn't strengthen the hand of the poor and the needy. If this is happening in your life, you are allowing iniquity to build up, and this brought great judgment upon Sodom because of it. In Ezekiel 44, here it says they went astray after their idols, they said they're going to bear their own iniquity. I'll tell you, if you continue in the ways of sin, you're going to be reaping iniquity. Hosea 10:13 says, you plow wickedness, you have reaped iniquity. Why? Because they trusted in their own way. This shows you that iniquity is getting a hold of you if you continually trust in your own way. Now, this iniquity has to be dealt with in our life. And we're exposing what it is and how it gets a hold of you. And we're going to be talking about how you can be free of the effects of it. Remember, this is that which is within, and it has to be dealt with and purged out of your life. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As I close today,